disgraced woman is a community of young women who prioritize God's leading in every aspect of their lives. In this podcast, we share our stories, the good and not so great part of it, as we learn to trust God wholly, obey Him fully, and be God's vessels of honor in our generation. Every episode is filled with real-life lessons and experiences that would leave you longing for a deeper and more intimate walk with God. I'm your host, Grace Oriagan, and welcome to the Graced Woman Podcast. Hello and welcome back to the Graced Woman Podcast. My voice is a bit cracked, I think. So if I'm sounding husky, that's the reason why. I hope you all have been doing well. This episode was supposed to go live, I think, 2 weeks ago or last week, but there's just been so much happening. I've not been able to find time to record this episode, but I wanted to make sure that the episode goes live before the executive live brunch. If you've been listening to the episodes or following us on social media, Instagram, you know that we are hosting our first live event on the 17th of September. Did I say September? 17th of December, which is tomorrow, actually. And that event is going to be what's going to round up our activities for this year. By our activities, I mean our activities from Graced Woman. That event is going to round up all our activities for the year. So I wanted this episode to go up before the event. And this episode is not going to be a very long one. First of all, I want to say a very big thank you to everyone. We gained lots of new listeners in the past weeks to months, and I just want to say a very big thank you. We've not been able to share all the amazing feedback that we've received from you all. We're still compiling them and just thinking of the best way to share them, because they were a lot. In different forms, some people sent audio, some people sent it as a message. So we're still looking for a way to compile them and share. We're super, super grateful for this community that is growing, honestly. And we're just grateful for your feedback, your comments. It really helps us, not just helping us to grow, but also motivate us to do more. Like it helps us see the reason why we are here, and I'm just so grateful for all of you. God bless you all so much. We have been on a particular topic for the past couple of months. We've been talking about seasons, and this episode is going to be the finale of that conversation. Throughout the past couple of months, we've talked about embracing seasons, the essence of seasons, navigating seasons, and all those amazing stuff. And I've learned so much. I know that so many of you too have learned so much because of the feedback that you've been sharing with us. And today, I just want to wrap everything up. I'm currently in Thanksgiving mode, Pro Max, right? And it started in November. I've just been taking our time to reflect on this year, reflect on everything that has happened this year, the good, the bad, and I'm just so thankful. Not because everything went smoothly. I was in, like, there were highs and lows, just like we've been sharing. There are different seasons, there are highs and lows, and one thing I really did this year was to understand the highs and lows. And if I'm to compare this year with last year, I think what has really helped me is basically everything that we've been sharing in the past couple of months, which is understanding the essence of season, understanding why seasons are here. I think this year I had a better understanding of why do I have to go through highs and lows? Why do things have to be like this when I want it to be this other way? When I had a better understanding that things are not going to go smooth all the time, even when you have been sent by God. And I just experienced another one a few days ago. I don't know if I should share it. I initially wanted to share it tomorrow at the event, but let me just share a brief of it. If you're following us on social media, you know that we launched some merch and we launched a journal. So I'll just focus on the journal. So with the journal, I got a printer to do the job of printing the journal. I designed the journal myself. I got a printer to print it. And all he needed to do was just to follow the sequence of the journal, right? From the beginning to the end. But when I went to pick it up, after so many back and forth, when I eventually went to pick it up a few days ago and I opened it up, I saw that he had just mixed things up. Like some part that was supposed to be in the front, he put them in the middle. Some part that was supposed to be in the middle, he put them at the back. I was livid. I was furious. I was like, what is this? Like, and he had finished the job. He had finished sewing and binding and everything. And people had already pre-ordered these journals. People were already waiting for it. And he was telling me the solution was that he was going to open it up and work in it again. I was just like, what is this? And me last year, or me 2 years ago, I would be so angry and upset at not just the printer, but even just upset at God, in quote, like, God, why did you allow this happen? You are the one that gave me this instruction to create this journal and launch it. Why didn't you make everything to go smoothly? That was how I used to behave in the past. That was the understanding, or the level of understanding I had in the past. But this year, if there is one thing I've learned, is that even when God sent you on a mission, it doesn't mean that everything is going to be rosy. It doesn't mean that everything is going to be smooth. Because sometimes we think that if God sent me, then why am I experiencing challenges? But no, even if God sent you, we're living in a wicked, cruel, scattered world, and things can happen. What we should understand instead is, regardless of what happens, God is with us. And God will help us sort things out, right? So, for one, I got a very, very clear understanding that there are reasons why things happen. That the scripture that says, I'm trying to remember which of them. It's not to everything there is a season. The one that says, is it the one that says God will make all things work together and all things work together for good for those who love the Lord? That's even one part of it, but I can't remember the exact one I'm thinking about. But in essence, like, everything happens for a reason, and God is aware that those things are happening, and he has permitted them for a reason. So when I was just thinking back at how this year went, I was just so grateful to God for that understanding, because that understanding is like the foundation. That understanding is what would help us to respond better. That understanding is what will help us to react better to situations, and things will not be thrown off of guard anymore, because now we understand that this happened for a reason. I might not understand what the reason is, but I know that this is happening for a reason. And then that would lead me to the next part, which is embracing seasons. When you now understand that things are happening for a reason, you'll be able to embrace seasons better. You'll be able to not... how would I put this now? So, when things are happening in ways that you do not want them to happen, right? Like, so you've had a plan in your head, or you've thought about things in a certain way in your head, and you're like, okay, this is how this will happen, this is how this will happen, this is how that one will happen, and eventually it doesn't happen that way, when you understand that there's a reason for that, I mean, you've done your part, right? It's not like it was a mistake on your part. You've done your part, but this happened. There's a reason for it. And you embrace that reason. You embrace that, okay, this is happening for whatever. I don't know what the reason is, but you are embracing it. It will help you to, first of all, your emotions. So when you're supposed to react, like, with maybe anger or frustration or something that can push you to depression or make you just start to feel low and everything, you will just notice that instead of that, you're happy. Instead of that, you're at peace. Instead of that, you're not worried. Do you understand? Like, the response would be completely different when you understand and you embrace the different seasons of life. Your response will be completely different. Completely different. You would start to respond better. You start to respond with ease and joy. Not because everything is fine. It's just like Jesus Christ sleeping in the boat. It's not because there was no issue, there was no problem, but because he had an understanding of what was happening, that's why he was able to respond that way. And for the most part, even though there were some times this year when I flopped, basically, when I was so overwhelmed with what was happening, and I responded in ways that I knew that I shouldn't be responding, but for the most part, just understanding and embracing the different seasons that I experienced this year, it helped me to navigate them better. It helped me to understand them better. It helped me to respond to them in a better way. And I'm just so grateful. I'm just super grateful for that. We also shared about navigating seasons in motherhood, with understanding our mental health. There's been so much news about mental health in the past week, with people taking their lives and all of those things. And in one of the episodes, I shared about us being not being reactors but being dictators. And I'll just briefly share that again, because we cannot wait for something to happen before we respond. We can't wait for something to happen before we take our mental health seriously. If you listen to that episode on navigating seasons in mental health and motherhood, you would remember all that our guests shared. How we should see our mental health the same way we see our body, our physical health, because most times we just push our mental health to the back and just be like, oh, it's going to be fine. No, we have to be conscious that is a part of us, and we can't just keep putting things under the carpet. We can't just keep ignoring things. We have to talk about things. Also, what was shared in navigating seasons in a toxic relationship, how our guests talked about, or how we're talking about getting closure and just having those difficult conversations. Those are the things that helps our mental health to heal and to be healthy. So you can't just keep pushing things under the carpet and saying, oh, don't worry, I'll sort it out later. No, you have to be very, very conscious and very, very intentional about our mental health, just the same way we are intentional about our physical health. If you remember, Miss Owen Bernard shared that when you have a physical injury, for example, you don't go about your day. If your leg is broken, you don't go about your day like nothing happened. No, you go to the hospital and you see a doctor for them to do a scan and check what is happening. And if you don't do that, if you don't go to the hospital and you say, oh, I will just continue going about my day, that injury will continue to get worse and worse and worse and worse. It will not heal itself. It's same thing with our mental health. It will not heal itself. We need to be intentional. If there is a damage already, if there is a hurt, if there is an injury already in our mental health, we have to be intentional to take out time and heal from it, from that injury, and make out time, make sure that we are taking deliberate steps every day to be conscious about our mental health, be conscious about not just our mental health, our health in general, our physical health, our body, we have to be very intentional about that. And it's something that I've just even been thinking about personally in the last couple of weeks as we're approaching the end of the year, because I know that at the beginning of the year, the momentum is high. Everyone has their goals. Everyone has their New Year resolution. And I did not want to go with that trap anymore. So I was telling myself that if there's anything I want to work on, I need to start working on it now. I can't be waiting to January 1st to start working on, let's say I want to work on my fitness goals. I can't start waiting till January 1st to start working on it. I need to start working on it now. Now. Today. Start working on it today. So we have to just be more intentional about all these things. Things don't happen by chance. Things don't just fall on us. Things happen based on what we have done or what we have not done. So we have to be very, very intentional. And to wrap up this conversation, I'll just share a bit on flourishing through seasons. Through each season, God wants us to flourish. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. Prosper in your body, prosper in your health, prosper in the work that God has committed into your hands, prosper in your relationships. God wants us to prosper. And prosperity does not just come when everything is rosy and when everything is good. Even in your lows, God wants you to prosper. So this, the way you'll be able to prosper is just like climbing a ladder. You can't go from the ground floor and fly up to the last floor. You have to take it step by step. And the first step is all that we've been talking about. Understand that there are highs and there are lows. That understanding is the foundation. I've said that how many times on this episode alone, because it is super important. Understanding that there are highs and lows, that's the foundation. Once you have that understanding, the next step is to embrace. When you're in your lows, embrace it. With your full chest, like people will say, embrace it. Yes, things are not going fine, but embrace it. That will tremendously affect your the way you view life, the way you view things. You will not see trials and tribulations as a problem anymore. Not because they are not a problem, not because they do not make you uncomfortable, but you understand that this one will also pass. You understand that this trial and tribulation cannot be here forever, and it is here for a reason. So instead of me to focus on the trials and tribulation, I would rather focus on what God wants me to learn from this season. These things I'm saying, they are super important, and I have experienced them. Like I said earlier, there are times I flopped. There are times I experienced some lows, and I was just, it just shattered me, and I just shut down. But the times when I was able to go through them, understanding them, embracing them, the difference was very clear. The outcome was very clear, was very different. And if there's one thing I want to do more, even in the coming year, is to understand more, is to have a clear understanding and praying that God gives me the grace, because you need the grace to embrace those difficult seasons. You need the grace of God. So if there's one prayer I'll be praying is, God, give me the grace. God, give me the strength to embrace every season that comes my way in the coming year. Because as much as we want things to be beautiful and rosy and just go smoothly, I know that there will be tough seasons. There will be times when my spirit is low. There will be times when I don't want to do anything. There will be times when things have gone the ways that I do not want them to go. But I also know that God would give me the grace. God will give me the wisdom. God will give me the strength to go through all those seasons and come out victorious. So do you want to flourish? Do you want to not look like what you are going through? Do you want to be sleeping in a boat? Do you want to have that kind of peace that even when there is turmoil, even when things are capsizing, literally, you are sleeping, you are at peace, you want to flourish through every season? Then you have to take it step by step. Number one, you have to understand that there are reasons for seasons. You have to understand the essence of each season. Then you have to embrace it. Then next, God will give us wisdom on how to navigate those seasons. Because the way you navigated season A might not be the way God wants you to navigate season B. There are different things involved, and there are different ways that God wants us to go through different situations. Even though those two situations might look alike, but we have to be aligned, and we have to be, our antenna has to be alert. We have to be alert so that we know what the Holy Spirit is asking us to do per time. For example, what I shared about the journal and the printing. The day I was at the printer's shop, I was so livid. I was so pissed. I wanted to react in some certain ways, but I felt that very strong nudge in my spirit. The Holy Spirit was telling me, no, don't say that. Don't do that. Just leave. And I could have just taken things into my hands and said, no, I'm not leaving. I must say what I want to say. But Holy Spirit was just like, just leave. Just go and breathe in and just be calm and just talk it through. Talk to somebody about it. Just be calm. Don't react this way. And I just took my bag and I left. So there are different ways that God wants us to react to different situations. But the only way we would know is when we are attentive to the Holy Spirit leading and we are obedient. Because there's one thing for the Holy Spirit to instruct us, and there's another thing for us to obey. This year has been one of my best years, if not my best year, for so many reasons. And it has also been one of my toughest years. One of the years that God stretched me in ways that I never knew I was capable of. And I'm just so pumped for next year for so many reasons. One of the major reasons, by the way, is because I'm clocking 30. If you know me, you know that I'm tired of being a 20-something year old. I know it's weird because it's usually the opposite for other people. Other people, they're like, I don't want to, I'm getting old. For me, I'm just so tired of being 20-something. I feel like I've done all God wants me to do in my 20s. I don't know. I say this a lot, but I don't even know if it's, I don't know. I just feel like I am done. I feel like I am too grown to be a 20-something. I don't know. I'm such an old soul. I know that for sure. Oh, but I'm super excited for the coming year. I'm excited for everything that God has in store. And I know that with the big plans that God has in store for me, it would come big challenges. And I'm just so grateful that I spent this year just understanding and just getting a better understanding and just creating a strong foundation on navigating seasons and understanding and embracing seasons. And I believe that with everything that, because with every single episode I'm sharing on this podcast, it blesses me as much as it's blessing you. I am taking notes as much as you all are taking notes, right? I am applying it into my life as much as you all are applying it into your lives. And I can see the tremendous impact that it has made in my life. And just also hearing how it has made a great impact in your life too, it's just an icing on the cake. And I'm so blessed at how far this community is growing. And even just thinking about our event we're having tomorrow is wild, because I'm just so excited about everything. Honestly, I'm so grateful to God that I said yes when God asked me to start this podcast again in 2020. The first episode went live on January 1st, 2020. So we're going to be 2 years. I think we're already 2 years. I don't even know. We're going to be 2 years, or we're already 2 years. I don't know. Was it 2020 or 2021? Oh, 2021. No, not 2020. The first episode went live January 1st, 2021. So we're going to be 2 years January 1st next year. Yeah, that's it. And I'm just so grateful to God. I was just looking at all the different things that God has placed in my heart for the Grace Woman community, all the different expressions, the ones that we've already started, the ones we'll be starting next year, and I'm excited. So if you've not joined this community, if you're not following us on social media, if you're not subscribed to our email list, we have an email list that is growing, and we share free resources and templates with our Grace Women. If you've not subscribed to that email list, if you're not following us on social media, you are on a long tin, baby. So make sure that you're subscribed, make sure you're following us, and next year is going to be a beautiful year. It's going to be beautiful, not because there are not going to be challenges, but because we are equipped with everything that we need to go through those challenges and come out victorious. Tomorrow is going to be on fire. The event is going to be beautiful. Like, the things that God has in store for us, I'm just so excited for the 20 women that we're going to be fellowshipping with tomorrow, and I cannot wait to fellowship with you all. I cannot wait to just meet you all in person. For those I've not met, we cannot wait. Not just me, the Grace Woman team, we can't wait to meet you all. We can't wait to just share everything that God has in store for you. And I know that every single person that steps into the location tomorrow is not going to leave the same. I am so sure about that. If you want to see more pictures and more of what happens tomorrow, also follow us on social media at Grace Woman Co. That's our Instagram handle. Follow us, because we're going to be posting pictures and videos from the event. All right, guys, this is officially the season finale, the episode season finale. This is the last episode of this season, and it's the last episode of 2022. Wow. Thank you guys so much for listening through my cracked husky voice. Thank you for just being a part of this community this year. I'm so grateful for all of you. Thank you so much. And I cannot wait to be back here talking with you next year. All right? Have a beautiful end of the year, and have an amazing 2023 in advance. Bye.